Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania.
We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaiman Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Greetings to all of you as you gather together here in this place to worship the Lord together. I hope and pray that the Lord Jesus will be exalted as we honor him as Savior and Lord of our lives. I sent an email to Todd because I knew he was in charge of the service and asked for a suggestion of theme that I might follow in choosing an opening and closing song. I was delighted when he replied and said that the youth are participating this Sunday, and they've chosen the opening song and the closing song. So thank you very much, and I'm impressed with your choices. Would you turn in your black folder to number 78, I believe it is. I pause because this song is a more difficult song, a longer song, and I have the markings in my old blue folder that I needed to bring along, so I know what I'm doing. Darlene will be accompanying us. But first, before I give a comment about it, the singing of it, I want to remind you that this song is of recent origin. This song was written to go along with Lancaster Mennonite Conference Vision 2020, We See New Life. And Rich Winey, who was in ministry at Mount Joy Mennonite Church and quite a musician, wrote the words and the music to this song. And a tribute to Gaiman's Mennonite Church, you're one of the few congregations that have been able to sing this. In fact, I would be hard-pressed to tell you another congregation right now that has sung this in their public worship service. So read and follow the words of this song. It's the story of God's love and redemption from the Garden of Eden all the way through, and then ends with the call of our mission and seeing new life in our day. Musically, the thing I want you to know is that you have the spread of two pages here, and at the end of the second page, you go back to the middle of page one for verse two, sing to the end of page two, go back to the middle of page one for verse three, and then you flip the page to page three and four, and then you start with what I would call verse four, sing to the end of the first score on page four, the great I Am, come back and pick up on the page three there at verse five, and then this time you use the score at the bottom of the page. If you have those keys, I think you can follow it real well. So, everybody, should we stand to sing this? You want to stand, young people? Shall we stand? You said stand.
The garden out of the Creator, two creatures formed with loving care. A tempter comes with twisted lies. Thank you.
like to remind you all about next Saturday at the Hanser House is Global Fair, 11 till 3. It's held at the Hanser House in Lancaster. And as far as a mission minute, I think we'll just use the youth group doing their mission, call it a local mission minute. Thank you.
Invite the ushers to come forward for this morning's offering. And as we start a new month here, bring attention to, let's say, the verse of the month, so to speak, in the bulletin. I'd just like to read that to get it fresh in our minds for meditating on this month. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you that we can come to you and call you Father, our Daddy, in a very reverent way. We thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for this new day of blessing, of gift to us from you. And thank you for each one here who's come to worship you, to fellowship together through the service, through the preaching of your word, through the meal afterwards. And we pray, Father, for the tithes and offerings offered this morning to you. I pray you would bless both the gift and the giver and multiply these gifts to your work here locally and around the world. And we pray this in our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
songs we're singing this morning were chosen by the youth while they were on their missions trip. Todd sent me an email of songs they would like to use. This next song, No Longer Slaves, is a new one to us, and it's going to be our theme song for the month of July.
Deliverance. Good morning. So I wasn't really planning to come up first, but you all sat back down. So if you guys want to come back up and get in the order that you're going to share, that hopefully you remember because I don't. So each one of them is going to share a different part about the week, and a majority of them are going to share a highlight that they remember from the week.
So we left on Saturday at about 3 o'clock, and we drove 5 hours down to Lynchburg, Virginia, and we stayed at Jessica's house for the night. And then the next day we left at about 10 and drove the rest of the 6 hours down to Clarksville, Georgia. And my favorite memory was being carried by my father after my legs went completely numb from climbing 1,300 steps.
So we were staying with an organization called Team Effort. They have about a dozen bases throughout the country, and we were staying in the one in Clarksville, Georgia. And my favorite memory was we were in the cabins that we were in. We were with another church, and the one guy, his name was W.R., I was taking my asthma medicine in the morning, and he comes up to me and goes, "Now what's that for?" And I explained to him what it was, and I helped with asthma and everything, and then he went up to everybody else in our church. He goes, "Do you take medicine too?" And so that was really funny.
There's three other churches there with us. One of them was from North Carolina, one of them was from Alabama, and one of them was from Georgia. And my favorite memory was there was a building where we went to, like, to use the bathroom, and our key wasn't working, so we had to take the wooden board off of the window, and I had to climb through the window to unlock the door from the inside.
So we were staying at a camp down there called Fellowship Valley Christian Retreat. And so basically we stayed, there was a few cabins and we stayed in with one other church. And there was a common area where we went for all our meals that they provided. And we also had chapel there that someone talked about. And so it wasn't the nicest camp. It was a little run down, but it served our needs. I think we found our way around and had a lot of fun with it. And my favorite memory was actually, there was a guy from the church that we stayed with from Southern Georgia. His name was Richard. And he was very social, and he kind of, I don't know, he probably hung out with our group more than his actual church. But he was a lot of fun, and it was a little awkward at first, but I think we grew to like him then. Oh yeah, Mama T. So she was a staff worker for Fellowship Valley, and she did all our meals there. And something that she talked about when she was introducing herself was that she likes to make us the best meals possible because she believed that was how she was serving us and serving the Lord.
So each day we'd go to our job site, and we worked at a trailer park called Baker and Glover. And it had about 1,000 trailer homes there. And the people there were mostly Hispanic, so a lot of them couldn't communicate that much with us. And my favorite memory, I had a lot, but I really liked hiking at Tallulah Gorge.
So at the work site, well, most of the guys would have been, we were putting on a deck. It was sort of done, so we had to fix the stairs from the last group. But we made the stairs, and then most of what I did was I was on the roof with Dakota, and we were putting the roof on the porch and then shingling it in, like, 97 degrees of heat. And the girls were, there was another, I guess it would have been a trailer, but they were priming, and then they were painting that a nice color like Daniel's shirt. And my favorite memory is the one day we went tubing, and at one point I was talking to Wilbur, and I saw, sort of heard a splash, so I turned around, and all I saw was his hat floating above the water, and he had fallen off his tube, and it was a little bit deeper than I thought it was, and he was gone.
So for the first couple days, we didn't see our homeowners, and it was a little discouraging. It was like we weren't able to see the impact that we were making on them,
But there was this little boy that lived in the house we were painting, and he would come out and he would say hi to us and stuff. And at one point he went up and he hugged Wilbur, and he was saying that the color that we were painting the house was like his favorite color. And then on our last work day, the other homeowner of the house that the guys were building the porch for came out, and Wilbur had brought a watermelon, and we were all sharing a watermelon. And she came out of the house carrying another watermelon to share with us, and that was just a great blessing to be able to see like both homeowners and all the impact we were making.
So then every night after that, we went back and we all like got showers and stuff, and then we had like 2 hours of free time. And then at about 8 every night we had chapel, which was just like a time of worship, and then they had a message afterwards, and the message was like the theme was like cast your net and be fishers of men, and it was just a really cool, I guess, preach words. Yeah. And my favorite memory was they had to come up and like check our cabins if they were clean. So this was like the last night. So all of the guys, we hid under our bunks, and then they were all girls. So they all came walking in, and then the one was like, I'm not doing this. So she ran in and ran back, and then someone tripped her. And they were all just like scared, and it was pretty funny.
So Monday to Wednesday was on the work sites, and then we had 2 free days. Well, Thursday was like a half free day. So in the morning we were supposed to work, but it like poured that day. And that was the day that we got to finally meet our homeowner for the deck, and we ate watermelon and just hung out. And then we went to lunch at a pizza place, and it was in this town called Helen down there. It looks like they based the town off of Denmark, basically. Like it looks like somewhere in Denmark. It kind of reminds me of the Stoutberg village. And we were joking around that we were going to Denmark, and some people put on their Snapchat stories and confused people. And then we were just like walking around in there, going to shops. It was a really pretty place. And then after that, we went to Unicoi State Park, and there's like a pond there and a beach area, and we were just throwing football and frisbee and stuff, and some people hiked around the lake. And then we went to dinner at this place called Hogwild, and we all ate really good there. And my favorite memory was on the second free day, we went to another beach, and we were just sitting there throwing frisbee on the wall, and this family of like 8 geese come up to us. There were like 4 adults, and then there were 2 babies and 2 adults with them, and the 4 adults just kind of went around, but the 2 parents and the babies came right up to us. Like, I've never seen geese that friendly, and Rebecca almost got attacked by them, because she got a little too close to the babies, and the adults started hissing, so it was a little sketchy, but it was cool.
So on Friday, we had a full free day, so we started by hiking at Tallulah Gorge, and yeah, that was just, you could look over at a bunch of waterfalls, and there was a huge sign that said, do not go past this railing. Didn't take long for someone to break that rule, and we were all sitting there peacefully looking at the waterfall, and we see someone on this huge cliff, and we're like, what an idiot, who would do that? And we're all just sitting there, and then we look again, and it is one of our own, Austin Souter, on the edge of a cliff. Thankfully, he made it out okay. Then in the afternoon, we went tubing, and my favorite memory happened there. You could tube with a partner, so lucky me got stuck with Rebecca. And there's like small little rapids, and so we got stuck on a rock, and down I went with both tubes and no Rebecca. I turn around to see Rebecca flopping down the rapids by herself. And finally she gets her bearings. She's standing there. She's fine. And a family comes rushing by, and down goes Rebecca under their tubes. She is here alive and well, and thankfully for that. That was our free day.
All of the kids have phones, and you can probably get more from social media than you can anywhere else. But the old-fashioned way is to have a slideshow that shows you some of what we did. So we'll do that. Thank you.
kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
So I just have a few comments to share to close this. The last slide there about thank you for your prayers, it was very evident that you all were praying for us and with us. On the way home, we had a couple of sketchy encounters on the highway where pretty sure everybody in the van was asleep except for me. And we were coming around a turn like in the mountains on 77 or something, going 75 miles an hour, and all of a sudden everything stopped, like right at the edge of a turn. So I think everybody's heads hit the seat in front of them, but I don't think anybody had concussions. We didn't go through concussion protocol or anything, but it was, yes, very evident that you all were praying for us. And also, if you noticed there in all the work site pictures, about 95% of them, people were standing in the shade, because it was ridiculously hot. Like, I don't think I've ever worked in heat and humidity like it was down there, which is why everything was set up in the shade as possible, and why you saw when we were doing the roof, all 9 guys were working on it, because we knew as soon as we got the roof built, we'd have more shade to stand in. So there's a couple things that stood out to me. The resilience of our young people and just being willing to go with the flow, kind of taking whatever happens and going with it. During our first couple of days, it felt like we would take a step forward and then we'd go a couple of steps back while we were trying to work. And then we'd be going forward good and then, oh, we ran out of a board or we didn't have some screws or nails that we should have. So we kind of would go off course and work on something else until the next morning when we got our supplies, and then we could go back to what we were working on the time before. So it was just the resilience of the group stuck out to me. And then even more than that, a couple of them talked about Richard and WR. You know, it was just awesome to see these guys and girls take in somebody that they had just met and welcome them into the group, even though they were quite quirky and not maybe ones that they would have sought out to hang out with, but to see them, just accept them for who they are. And then on Thursday evening, after our free day, we had some sharing time with our group outside by a tiki torch, and that was a meaningful time for me, just praying together and sharing about what they learned on the trip. And then just a couple of random comments. You could tell we were in the South and we were the Yankees or whatever. There was a lot of y'alls and a lot of southern drawls, and then there was us and Wilbur's Pennsylvania Dutch. So we kind of stuck out like a sore thumb, but it was good. We could learn some things from them. They could learn some things from us. We taught them how to play Dutch Blitz. What else? Oh, we played Mafia. We taught them how to play Mafia, so that was fun. The other culture that I became aware of is that I am, like, way far out from, like, understanding the culture of these fine young people on my right. We had, like, an 11-hour car ride, and Derek was playing the music in our car, and I might have known 6 songs in those 11 hours that we had. So if you ever want a cultural experience, take a van ride with these guys. People that I've never even heard of before. Like somebody Malone and Post Malone. Yeah, I don't know, some guys that I've never heard of before. And then just one last comment before we go move on to a song for the guys in my van. So on Snapchat, if you don't know what that is, you are out of the culture too. So on Snapchat, there was pictures going around of people that can't hang, which means people that slept in the van. Just so you all know, I'm the only one that can hang. Everybody else slept. Let's pray and then we'll do a song. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this group. I thank you for this church body and them being willing to send us and to help us as we raised funds, and to, even more than that, just thank you for their love for the youth. Thank you for the prayers that were offered for us, and thank you for answering them and being with us. God, I just pray over the rest of our service that you would just receive honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to say thank you to our youth and young adults for sharing your experience with us this morning and for being a part of this congregation. Sometimes I hear people say that youth and young adults are the church of tomorrow, and you are, but you're the church today too, just as we all are. And what I will take along home with me today may surprise you, but it was a song that you chose for us to sing, a song I never heard before. Take this with you and never forget it. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That will serve you well as you live your life and stay committed to the Lord. Turn in the Mennonite hymnal to Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. It's page 606, and many people know it as the 606 song. A very prevalent one. You must all stand to sing.
Thank you, Jim, for leading the two songs that they picked. We didn't take it easy on you. We made you earn it this morning. And you all sound awesome. I usually sit in the back, so I don't hear it as well as when you sit in the front. So sometime, I know this might blow your mind, but if you pick a different pew sometime, I know it goes against everything in your being, but if you sit in the front sometime, it sounds way different than if you sit in the back. So now's your time to do prayer and share. Sorry, Jake. So as soon as Jake gets the microphone, any prayer requests or praises that you have this morning?
This is Carolyn, and I just wanted to give a big praise. Gerald and Amber were able to keep Anya. The judge sided with them. So as far as I know, that is what will stick, and they won't have to go through that again. So thank you for praying and thinking of them.
Two weeks ago, Scott asked for prayer for his father. He came through surgery fine. And Scott, thank you for your prayers.
This is in the bulletin as well, but Jake Gandy is going to be speaking here next week. He is a youth and young adult pastor from Weaverland, and I think he's going to be touching on like non-resistance and Anabaptist heritage to some extent. So, I would encourage you to come out and hear him share.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this morning. God, and I thank you for every morning. Every morning we can praise you. Every morning we can follow you. God, not just on Sundays, but every day. I pray that we feel you in our lives every day. God, I just pray that you, that we would continually feel your presence and that we would seek to grow closer to you in our relationship. God, and I pray especially for the youth and as we came back from our trip that it wouldn't just be a one-time event and then be forgotten, but that somehow something on the trip would stick and take root and would be life-changing, and that they could share it with their friends and share it with the rest of the congregation here as well. God, we do just give you praise for Gerald and Amber's family, and just thank you for being in that situation and allowing them to keep the child. God, we just continue to pray over that situation. We thank you that Scott's father came through his surgery well. God, we thank you for being with him, and we just continue to lift him up. And we pray in anticipation of Jay's message next week. God, I pray that you'd be speaking through him and just be with him as he prepares to share with us next Sunday. We pray that you would just be opening our hearts to hear what he has to share with us. God, we thank you for always going with us, no matter where, if we're here at home, if we're at work, if we're on a mission trip. You're always close to us. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.